cattle futures tore higher on Tuesday, perhaps further evidence that a bottom is in for the time being. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 10th of July. Unsurprisingly, negotiated cash fed cattle trade was yet to develop, and it may take longer to do so this week, given the sharp decline in wholesale beef values on Tuesday, along with the surge in cattle futures, which were fueled by limit-up gains in lean hog futures and technical support. Feeder cattle were also helped along by lower corn futures. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.48 higher, while feeder cattle futures closed an average of $3.61 higher, across a range of $2.65 higher at the back to $4.37 higher toward the front. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.73 lower Tuesday afternoon at $214.73 a hundredweight. Select was $2.32 lower at $192.09. That was on light demand and heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Corn futures closed mainly 5 to 6 cents lower through July of 20, and then a penny lower to a penny higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 7 to 8 cents higher. Tech stocks helped lead major U.S. financial indices to a narrowly mixed close on Tuesday. One way or the other, testimony from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell to the House Financial Services Committee on Wednesday will likely provide a spark. Traders will be looking for clues as to whether or not and when the Fed will cut interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 22 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 3 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 43 points. The nearby and deferred live cattle and feeder cattle contracts appear to have found a bottom, says Elliot Dennis, an extension livestock economist at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. In the latest issue of In the Cattle Market, he explains recent upward movement appears to be supported by both fundamental and technical information, and he adds that bottoming prices appear to have been driven by projected grain supplies, weather-driven pasture conditions, and wholesale meat demand. With that said, in his recent market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, notes the narrow price range between summer and fall feeder cattle futures contracts, about 80 cents. The lack of a price spread means the market is offering an incentive to keep adding weight to cattle if a person can do it fairly inexpensively, Griffith explains. On the other hand, if weight can't be added inexpensively, then he says the market isn't offering much of an incentive. Given how stale the feeder market's been, he adds that from a stocker standpoint, it might be more advantageous to cut losses on the current turn of cattle and start anew. There certainly appears to be ample grazing opportunity, with 68% of the nation's pasture and range rated in good or excellent condition as of July 7th, according to the most recent USDA Crop Progress Report. That's 17% more than last year. Only 8% was rated as poor or very poor, compared to 21% a year earlier. High-quality pastures should incentivize cow-calf and stockers to retain cattle longer, Dennis says. Likewise, with the recent USDA announcement waiving the November 1st grazing requirement on prevent planting acres, he explains the summer grazing window may extend much longer this year. Both signals will likely shift how and when feeder cattle are placed in feedlots, Dennis says, adding that slower feedlot placements could dampen seasonally low fall feeder cattle prices. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 10th of July. You can always find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.